I was writing things down during the first part of the service. I usually do if songs or things that are said go along with the message. Here were some things. The song Soul on Fire, and How Excellent. It talks about the Lord as a warrior king. We sang Victor's Crown. We sang Make Me Brave. And one of those songs, I didn't write the name of it down, but Every Stronghold Shall Be Broken.
Yes.
Right? And having this prayer time. Now, the flavor of that is goes along with the theme from last week. That's dealing with about being good soldiers in Christ. You know, be a good soldier, and not soldier in the sense of picking up a real gun, but a soldier in the sense of really what we did already again with prayer time. You know, our battle isn't with flesh and blood. Our battle is against the powers and principalities of the darkness. Now, hopefully, I think all of us that are in this room, we understand there's spirits of darkness. And they have access to us. We're saved. They can't take us if we are moving in the Spirit of God. Right? We understand that? So, but there's lots of things that they can do. If we're ignorant, if we don't know the rules of the game, we have the great thing, before I get into this, is that Jesus has already won. And because he has, we ultimately win. We're on the winning side of things. And in battles, in wars, a side wins the war. But there's casualties in the war, there's injuries during the war, but that side wins. And we go through life having this wonderful opportunity to come to know God, serve God, but everything isn't perfect after we come to Christ. And all you got to do is look in the world to know that this world is not perfect by a long shot. And so we live in a world where things are not good lots of times. And it is so important for us to realize that we're not out of the battle just because we say, well, God's going to protect us. Yeah, we understand that, but still things come at us, don't they? Unless we pretend that everything's just fine. So we need to understand that there is this thing where the enemy comes at our thought life all the time. Comes at us. And it's important for us to become without a focus on the enemy, but yet we have to know what his devices are. You understand?
Yes.
You're not, I don't think, afraid of spirits of darkness, because greater is he that's in us than he who's in the world. What's going on in this world? We have the Spirit of God that can keep us from the fears and the questions and the doubts and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. All of those kinds of things come in on us because we're human, and there are ways to overcome these things. And this is what we're going to talk about here. Prayer really is at the heart of what the message is about being a good soldier. This is just kind of another episode of that. We're we've got to be people who can persevere in prayer.
Yes.
Because, like I mentioned last week, one of the aspects of the enemy is he doesn't give up what he wants to do. You know that? So we can't give up when things aren't, where we don't get something back from God. We pray for things, and we have to keep on praying. That's so important for us. You know? Things happen. There's been all kinds of things, horrible things and bad things and inconvenient things that have happened to many members in this body. And, you know, that's part of life, but why do we end up praying? Or should we just say, well, that's just part of life, so whatever happens, happens. There's not the kind of attitude, see, that we're supposed to have. I think that we should have souls on fire about the things that are of this life, especially when they're coming against somebody that you love, especially that. But even when it's somebody else that we're praying for, that maybe you don't know that well, we don't know what the connections are with the people when we end up praying. There's something wrong with this thing here. There's a connection. If someone is led to ask for prayer and we don't know who they are, it could be... We can just kind of pass it off, give a little nod toward the prayer. But isn't it so much better when we have an effectual, fervent prayer about things?
Yes.
That we take a hold and say, I don't know who this person is, but they're on the list here. They're someone that somebody else cares about. We're connected.
Yes.
And no matter if we know particulars or not, we should. God, you know, give me that energy, that fire to pray for these different things, because we are in a battle, and every soldier counts.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And maybe you don't believe that you're in a battle.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you understand that without getting self-focused about it, or woe is me, I'm in this battle and I can't get out of it. No, it's important for us to realize we're on the winning side. Greater is he that's in us than he who's in the world. We are going to ultimately overcome, but we stumble and fall in this life. We have things that don't work out the way we want them to in this life. And it's so important for us that we don't get taken out of the way because we've stopped fighting. And that can happen to us. I know these things, and it doesn't matter if we know them, we can still get caught by them. You know, this past week, after last week about good soldier, what happens to me? I get blindsided, and I start wondering about some things about myself, and I was kind of in a little bit of a funk about it. I should have understood right off the bat that this is not the way I've been thinking. This is coming from some other source. And I shouldn't be listening to those kinds of thoughts. Has that happened to you?
Yes.
I'm not the only one. And yet, it bothers me to think how long I tolerated that before. I think somebody must have been praying for me to get me out, because I was kind of down in myself. I can put on a good face, but I was kind of down about myself. And I think two or three or four people must have either noticed or started praying for me, even not knowing what was going on with me. Because yesterday, just like that, something started to change in me. I went, why am I like this? I don't think I came to some grand revelation. I think that there was some prayer, and prayer is so important for us. I mentioned last week this whole thing about the giants, right? Maybe you think I'm trying to be, phantasmic about it, you know, having this thing, is that a word? It is now. Where I'm trying to make something grander than what it is, what I'm trying to get to. But I do believe that it is of God for us to really understand that we are in what many people before in times past have said, the battle of the ages. Do you think that's where we are? You know, do you think that's what's going to be at the end, especially at the end of the age? You look at all the conditions in the world. It looks like we are coming to the end of the age, and how important it is for us to be in Christ, to handle those things, number one. And number two, to be able to be in a place of strength and power to help other people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
So I just wanted to, Reggie at the beginning of the year brought a message on knowing God, knowing the Lord. And Steve brought two messages within this time on unity and forgiveness, I think, was kind of wrapped up in one message. And the other one was, the last one was on honesty. And how important, I think God's building in here, when we talk about warfare, if we're going into warfare, and there's bigger things that are going to be dealt with within us as individuals or us as a church and what's going on in this world and us as being able to address that, if you think that the church is the salt of the earth and we have a responsibility to preserve what's going on in this world, then all of this together seems to, we do need to be honest with each other, because if we're not honest with each other, and if we can't forgive one another, and if we're not really looking for unity, how are we going to stand together, trusting one another, loving one another, forgiving one another, to be able to stand as a strong beacon of hope and light to a world that's just in darkness and selfishness and is only concerned about themselves? It's not going to get anywhere if we're not in a place where we've actually lived through these things and have made the right kind of choices. Yes?
Yes.
All right, well, now I'm kind of going along here. I wanted to say, one of the other things I brought up last week was that when we're praying for things, and as good soldiers, we have to realize that where the enemy has come in and gotten a hold of us, every single one of us, when we were kids, we probably opened up to spirits that we didn't realize, and we developed certain kinds of attitudes, certain kind of thought patterns that were instigated by the enemy to make you either feel bad about yourself or make you feel like a victim or get you to go off into this little lustful darkness or some other kind of thing get us to not realize that particular attitudes were being formed by the enemy, and it becomes a part of our thought patterns, and we think it's us when we have, and we end up losing spiritual ground because of that. And I wanted to say today that the main thing is, it's time for us to take back ground.
Yes.
It is time to take back ground. I think this is so important for us as individual Christians, soldiers in Christ, because each as individuals, we've lost some ground. Don't you believe? There are places in your mind, in your habits, that aren't where God wants you to be. You've lost that. You've lost that God place, and it's been replaced by your own things, or what the enemy wants to make you to be. I found out, Kathy and
I started this diet.
Couple days. No, it's only been a couple days, so you're not going to see anything yet. You're going to, though. I'm going to tell you that you're going to see some results from me on this. But I didn't realize how much I was open to the lust of the eyes. It was amazing, you know. I see something on TV, some little food thing on TV. You know, before long, I was up and I was at the refrigerator. And not because I needed it. And I really have become aware that I eat when I don't have to at all. But my mind over many, many years has been trained somehow by the enemy, by my own human being ways, to just easily give in to certain kinds of those thoughts. Just want to eat. And I even began to rationalize that. And, well, I like to eat, and that's all there is to it. I enjoy eating. You know? I said to Kathy the other day when we were talking about doing this, I can't go a day without having some bread and butter. Are you kidding me? Or ice cream? Or some other things, you know? The list has gotten bigger, and that's why I got to close it down. But I'm going to tell you this. The enemy, you and I might think, well, food, that big deal. No. The enemy knows that if he can continue to get me to keep going down and opening up more times, anytime I feel like, oh, I think I'm going to go get a candy bar, or oh, I really want to have one of those cookies that are sitting up there, and I just do it. I just follow my lust. I just follow that, and I just do what I want to do. That before long, I'm going to have some real physical problems, and before long, I might even be dead because of those physical problems. And then the enemy has taken out somebody that God wants to be in a certain, you know, used in a certain way. And that, I'm talking about every single one of us. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's funny in a way, you start talking about food, but in a sense, there's some very serious things about this, right?
Yes.
I found out that I had no self-control whatsoever when it came to food. No self-control at all. And I think that's really going to be important for me, I know for me. And then that makes me think, oh, well, what about some of these other areas of my life? What other areas am I not aware that I'm so caught in something? And God has to get my attention somehow. You know?
Malcolm,
yeah, go ahead.
Wrap this up because I'm getting a little hungry.
Yeah, we got food over there. So Steve wants me to finish so he can get over there.
I said he has no problem with
food. Oh, yeah. She doesn't have any problem with you know, we can talk about, you know, there's deeper things that have happened from the time we were younger. If you were teased a lot when you were a kid, people tease me a lot about my name. And I was just a real sensitive little kid, you know. And I was naive. I just thought everybody was going to be wonderful and I was hurt by that. And I've noticed as I've looked back, feelings of rejection. Yeah. And that brings fear. Mm-hmm. And then you don't step out. You don't do what you really feel burning inside for you to do because you're afraid. Well, what if people don't like what I'm saying or like what I'm doing, right? And so you hold back. I mean, there's all kinds of things that have happened in our childhood that we've carried. And those of you that are still in your childhood up through your teenage years and your early 20s, you're going to carry some of these things for a while, unless as you pray for other people and as you be sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord, you can get rid of some of these things much earlier than, I'm almost 70 and I'm just starting to realize certain things about my character that need to change. And I know where it came from. And, when things have been there for a long time, and I think this is especially true of family things or generational, that things that have been passed down from one generation to the other, you can say, well, Jesus can take care of all of that, which he can. And sometimes he does. But sometimes it's a long, hard fight. And we can't give up on seeing certain things through to the end. Because if the enemy can bluff us, because of maybe the level of authority and power a particular dark entity has, they can come back and push. You speak in the name of Jesus and something starts to go in the right direction, but then they can come back and we can be bluffed into thinking, oh, well, that's prayer doesn't work. Or gee whiz, where's the Lord in this? And you know how that can happen. It probably happens to all of us. We're moving into a thing, and I mentioned it last week. I really think that there's some battle, some big giant battle that's out in front of us. Maybe we've already moved into it, and we need to be ready for that kind of battle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Oh yes.
Because you know what the thing about war is when it's on you, you can't just go away.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe you can run up to Canada, but I think Canada has its own problems.
Yeah.
Right? But you as an individual, me as an individual, I can't just put my head in the sand and say everything's fine and Jesus just take care of, just come back and take care of everything, and that's the end of it. I can say that and hope that it happens, but there's God strengthening us, and it happens through a lot through the prayer, through the things that happen to people that we stand together. And I want to say this to everybody. I want you to know that if you tell me something that you want me to pray for, I will pray to the day that I die for you. I want you to know that. And if I can do that for you, you should do that for you. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because we need each other.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I hope you believe that. I hope you're somebody that can chuck some of this stuff of this world, so that we can really get some things accomplished, because we're breaking through some of those strongholds.
Yes.
And there are generational strongholds right here in this room.
Yes.
Right here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And it's tough fighting.
Yep.
It isn't, this isn't easy fight. But we've got to be a determined, diligent kind of people that understand, well, this is the life we got. We're in war. We're either going to be a good soldier or we're not going to be a good soldier. And we all fall down and mess up. You know, I
had written down.
I'm going to conclude here pretty soon. But I did write down here, Proverbs 24:16 says, a just man falls seven times, but rises up again. Now that seven is the number of perfection or completion. So let me say it this way. A just man falls down the complete number of times that he needs to, but he'll keep rising up. We might have to, in some area of your life, you might have to fall 2,500 times. So you better be willing to get up 2,500 times. Bounce back 2,500 times. It might only be two or three for some other things. So don't give up. Because we are in a war where the enemy of our souls wants to devour us. This is not for you to be scared, because we have Jesus. That should give us some great encouragement, shouldn't it? We're going to get through this, but we have to know, we have to put our hand to the plow too. Another scripture says in Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That should be encouraging verses of scripture that you can use as the sword of the Spirit when you're going to battle and you're feeling down about something, or the Lord's done, you're looking for some breakthrough in prayer and it's been pushed off and pushed off and pushed off, that you don't get discouraged because that all of us in different kinds of ways have afflictions. Yeah? Problems, failings.
So I'm just going to, I'll conclude, because a lot of what we've already done here is, with the prayer, is really what we want to be. We want to really become greater prayer warriors.
And I hope that you commit yourselves to that, because if you don't, you're in a much, much more vulnerable position. This is why it's good that we have one another, and that we come together on Sundays to kind of help each other along. Glenn, you want to say something?
There's two quick things that came to me this week, which tie into what you're saying. One is on the ground. I was doing a study for my radio program, and this kind of came as an aside, and the Lord said, whatever area you don't surrender to me, get surrendered to the enemy.
Yeah.
There's only two gods in this world.
Right.
So whatever you don't surrender, whether it be finance, food, sex, whatever, then he gets it.
Yeah.
And the other thing was a very involved dream, which I won't get into, but I asked the Lord for the interpretation. And he said, "There's the enemy is bringing a threefold attack against the body of Christ, against people. One is drugs.
Yeah.
The other one is electronics.
And the technology.
Technology. And it's very, very, in the dream, it's very enticing.
Yeah.
Drugs, technology, and the third one was what? I had my notes at home. But he said, these three things are particularly, music. These three things in a combination are going to get people into such bondage and such devastation even Christians are going to have a hard time getting out of it. And it was particularly against our youth. If you make sure parents are watching and listening what their kids are listening to, what their kids are doing, how much time they're spending, because it's going to lead to a bondage that it's going to be very difficult to get out of.
That's really true. And you look at things that are going on in the world, and you can see that, if these people only knew Jesus, if they only knew the right way to go, but people are lost. And I'll tell you come to Christ, if you're not, if you and I aren't careful, we can be brought into very low, dark places ourselves.
Yes.
And it's not pleasant, is it?
No.
It's not a pleasant thing. We can be moved into all kinds of areas of depression, of bondage to certain kinds of thinking, acting, whatever, And I do believe God really wants us to break these strongholds.
Yes.
And they will be, if we want them to be.
Yes.
Yeah, Reggie, you want to say?
I think the key word was enticing. The enemy uses a lot of enticing. That's how he manipulates us the most, is enticing us. We feel like we need something, and we can't, we have a hard time saying no to what we're getting enticed to, because it's tempting. Because we think it's going to fulfill us, man. But we're gonna gain from that, and we do because there's chemical reactions in our body that happen when we get pleasure. And so what happens is because we have these chemical reactions, we get a reward about that situation. And so therefore we feel drawn to get that same chemical release. So you don't have to do drugs to get that same chemical release. You can get that same chemical release by eating something that kind of makes you feel good about yourself, and it can be the same thing with listening to a certain type of music. And so then it becomes an issue of whether we can differentiate whether this is a harmful pattern, if it's a pattern that's going to overtake our lives and it becomes a priority in our lives, or if it's a good situation too, where we're enticed, but we also get pleasure and we have these chemical releases that are actually good for us because the reason that that's built in us is because they're good for us. So there's a lot of differentiation that has to go on, and we don't take the time to do that. So,
While you were speaking there, I thought sometimes we think, well, I can open up to this a little bit because I'm strong enough. I won't let it overtake me.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, it's overtaking you.
It's gone.
We really do have to be people on guard. We have to be sober about these things. All right, I'm going to just read one scripture and then I'll close. And that is something that you and I can go back to realize, that we all fall and make mistakes and shouldn't be doing sometimes the things that we're doing. And just realize, God forgives us. He knows what kind of person we are, and He will forgive us. That should hopefully is a comfort to people. But here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it says this: I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
So don't let the enemy say that you can't stop eating those things or stop looking at that thing or whatever it is, or having feelings or having doubts or whatever it might be. Now, you and I have the ability through Christ.
Yes.
Through Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
To conquer anything
yes.
that's in our lives. We can do it.
Yes.
We have to be lions, right, Crystal?
Lions. Lions. But let's not give up. Let's not give up on the Lord, because he's the winning side.
Yes.
And sometimes things are tough for us, but we're going to get through this. And what I really felt for today is, you know, this thing about taking back ground that has been lost.
Yes.
But the other part of that is that we can't, especially if it's giants, we can't do it all by ourselves.
Right.
We need one another. And we need to know that I need to know you got my back. And I'll have your back. And that together, I'm not going to let go of anything that you ask me to pray for. I'm going to keep that going. And I hope that encourages all of us to be that kind of prayer warrior, which was, you know, I thought that was great that one of the songs was that the Lord is a warrior king. You know,
yes.
We're warriors,
yes,
in this battle of the ages.
Yes.
It's upon us,
yes,
in a greater way than it ever has been before. So God bless you with this and me with this. Lord, I pray that it would be honest and true in our hearts, Lord, that we would seek you in all of these things, to be good prayer warriors, to find the pleasure in that new way of living and thinking, that our minds would be renewed to those things that are spiritual, that bring life and health and peace and joy to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.